Today we are doing Dav Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Brachos. We are holding at the two dots on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Yeah, we started the second parak last time. Very exciting. Tan Rabbanan V'hayu Shelo Yikra L'Mafreya. One should not read Kriya Shema retroactively. What does that mean? Backwards, out of order. Don't read it out of order. Hadvarim Al Levavecha Yachol Te Kol Parsha Tzricha Kavana. You might think the whole thing needs Kavana. You're saying all these words. You might think you have to think about all of them. Talmud Lomar Ha'ele Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana Mikan Ve'elchein Tzricha Kavana Div Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says no. Only until the words Al Levavecha. Only there you need Kavana. Beyond that, you don't need any Kavana. Amle Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, but wait. Harehu Omer Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Levavecha. So don't you see me? Cannot the lomit shekala parsha kula tzricha kavana, that the entire parsha needs kavana. How on earth do you see that from that pasuk, that the entire parsha needs kavana? Tosfos says Tosfos. Dika de ka'amrit havale le mikhtav asher tzivi sicha. Past tense. If it was really only up in, on the words until alav avecha, it should have said tzivi sicha, what we've gotten to until now, that which is in past tense. Demetzavcha mashmafi le mikhan ve'elach. Mitzavcha Hayom Alevavecha implies this entire section, including the parts that we haven't said. Amar Rabba Barbachanam Rav Yochanan Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. So remember this line: Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, which means how much has to have kavana? The entire paragraph, right? Rabbi Akiva said the entire paragraph. So we are paskening halacha. So you would expect, if you opened up a Shulchan Aruch, you would find Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, the whole first paragraph. Keep that in the back of your mind for about 20 more lines. We'll come back to that. Somehow the conversation related to the following brisa. Hakorei Shema Tzorek Sheichav Neslibo. Someone who says Shema needs Kavana. Rav Achim Shem Rav Yudomer, Kivan Shekivan Libo, Peregrishon Shovei Netzorek, that you only need Kavana for the first paragraph of Shema. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kravacha Sha'amar Mishom Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is like Kravacha, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That you need Kavana for? So far, does that work so far? We're still good, right? The Halacha is all conforming. You need Kavana for the first paragraph. Everything's working out great. What's the difference between the Ika de Tani La Aha, and Ika de Masin La Aha, and the first way of saying it? What difference does it make whether you start with drushos and psukim, or you just start with a straight statement that you need kavana in Shema? So the Meloh HaRoim in the back of the Gemara says Nafkamina is, do you need kavana for Baruch Shem Kavan Malchasol Yolam Va'ed? That's not part of Kriya Shema Midah Raisa in the initial formulation of it, and therefore, if it's based on a drusha d'or Raisa and psukim, you wouldn't need kavana for Baruch Shem Kavan Malchasol Yolam Va'ed. But if it's on a svara, that the whole first paragraph that you're supposed to misvara, say they have kavana, it would include every part of it. So that might be the difference. Okay, Tanya Idach, another brisa. Vahayu shelo yikra l'mafreya. Vahayu teaches again, gotta read it in order. Alav avecha, Rabbi Zutra Omer, ad kan mitzvah's kavana. Alav avecha tells you until the words alav avecha is the mitzvah of kavana, mikan ve'elach mitzvah's kriya. But after that, you gotta start actually reading. Now the implication is mitzvahs kavana. At this point in the Gemara, we think that means that in the first part of Shema, you're supposed to just mentally think about it, contemplate, without actually reading. That kriyas Shema is a misnomer. It's kriyas the second part, but the first part is just thinking. Rabbi Yoshia Omer ad kan mitzvahs kriya. He says it's the reverse. First part is reading. Mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana. Second part is just thinking. So says Gemara, what words would indicate to you that you should think about it? What words would indicate to you that you should say it? Maishna mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. Why is it that we assume the second part of Shema needs to be read? Dichsiv l'daber bam. Because the pasuk says l'daber bam. What does l'daber bam mean? To speak. So speak means say it. You got to read it. So hachanamik says v'dibarta bam. But the first part also says v'dibarta bam. So why would you say that the first half of Shema you only need to contemplate? You don't need to say it. The words v'dibar tabam appear in the first part as well. Says Gemara Nahachikam. Ad kan mitzvahs kavana u'kriya. Missing the point over here, says the Gemara. The first part of Shema doesn't only need kavana. You need both kavana and kriya. Mikan ve'elach kriya below kavana. But after that, you could read you don't need kavana. Umayishna ad kan mitzvahs kavana ukriya. But still, the Gemara says, why do you think you need kavana and kriya in the first part? Dichsiv alavavecha and vidibartabam. Alavavecha implies you need kavana. Vidibartabam implies you need kriya. So hasam nami. But in the second part also, haksiv it says alavavchem and ledaberba. Alavavchem would imply you need kavana. Ledaberba implies you need. So why would we distinguish whatever word you have in the first part, you have in the second part as well? Why would you distinguish? Because we use the al levavchem in the second parsha to teach us a different din, a different drasha that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. The Amar v'samtem es devarai eile tzricha shetei sima keneged alev. And when it says v'samtem es devarai eile, it teaches us about the placement of the tefillin shel yad, that the tefillin shel yad should be across from one's heart. That's where one places tefillin shel yad. There is a medrash, I believe, an actual medrash that compares the esrog to tefillin shel yad. Interesting, no? Esrog to tefillin shel yad. It fits. This is something that fits a little bit. How does it? Not a medrash. It's not a medrash. It's a rishon, I think. It's quoted in Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch, that he says like this: when you take your dalet minim, which one do you pick up first? They're on the table in front of you. What do you pick up first? So I normally pick up my lulav first, because I think most people, because it's more difficult to handle, and the esrog is much easier when you only have one hand available to you, right? So. Says the Magen Avraham in the name of maybe the Shlach Kadosh, in the name of someone else, that just like by tefillin you put the Shel Yad on first and then the Shel Rosh, and you take the Shel Rosh off first and then you take the Shel Yad off, so too by Dalet Minim you should pick up the Esrog first, then the Lulav, and let go of the Lulav first and then let go of the Esrog. So he's comparing Esrog to tefillin Shel Yad, which makes sense, because what does the Medrash say? Which body part is the Esrog? Heart. Tefillin Shel Yad is keneged alev. It's a fun game to play to try to figure out how the Shel Rosh relates to the lulav and the Shel Yad relates to the esrog. There are a lot more remuzim also, but that's yeah. So it's supposed to be keneged alev. By the way, it turns out according to that, most don't paskin that way, that there's any such halacha. In fact, they paskin, it sounds from many rishonim, not that way, that you pick up the lulav first. But according to that. If you're sharing a dalet minim with someone and you need to hand them the dalet minim when you're done, how would you do it? See, they have to take the esrog first, but you need to get rid of the lulav first. So what you have to do is put one down on the table. You have to put the lulav down on the table, hand them the esrog, and then they, right? So it would be a little funny. Okay. Main points. We got to do main points. How much of Kriya Shema needs kavana? Either the first couple of psukim, the first pasuk, or the first parsha. Where do I get the first pasuk from? The Gemara we're about to read. Oh, and also number two, machlokas, whether the rest of Kriya Shema requires kavana or just Kriya. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brisa, first wide line, first medium sized line. Tanu Rabban, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem, Shema Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Halev Divrei Meir. Meir says, Kavanah just for the first pasuk. Amar Ravas, remember, we said twice before already what the halach is. How much do you have to have Kavanah for? What did we say twice already? First parsha, right? Amar Ravah, Halacha, Krameir. We pass on Krameir, who says? First pasuk. Someone in the last class pointed out to me, wait, that's a stira. Tosos notes this is not a stira, it's a machlokas. Machlokas amaroyim, had a paskin. Says Tosos, Vahachi hilchasa, dekaimel and karava duhu basra'a. We paskin like this one. Why? Because Rava is a basra'a. What is a basra'a? The later generation. And we always paskin like later generation. What? Don't we believe in Yeridas Hadaros, that later generations are not as great as the earlier generations? Why would we paskin like the later generation? So, right. The midget standing on the shoulders of giants theory. That the giant may be very big and the midget may be very small, but when the midget's standing on his shoulders, he can reach taller than the giant can. Unless his arms are like super tall. But you get the idea. Okay. Tanya, Sumchus Omer, Kalamarich Be'echad, Marich Lo Yom Avishnosav. Ooh, you want to live a long life? Here's a good idea. Say Echad really long. Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov, Ubedalis. And how do you say Echad really long? Elongate the Dalid. How does one elongate a Dalid? without putting a nekud on it. It's not di or da or du or di. How do you elongate a dalid? So if you're super Sephardic, not like Nathan Sephardic, super Sephardic. Ah, Nathan's dad. So how do you do it? No. Super Sephardic. They do it. The dalid is like a v. No? So you can go as long as you want, but it's harder. Okay. I'm Ravashi, but in all your eagerness to elongate the dalid, you may jump right past the ches. So try not to do that. Try not to cut off the ches too short. Rabbi Yirmi Aviyasov Kamed Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Rabbi Yirmi was sitting in front of Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Chazidav Vemarech Tuva. And he saw that he was saying it's super long. Amalei Kivindam Lichtei Lamal Lamata L'Arba Ruchas Shemaim Sulo Tzrichas. Look, once you already had in mind that you're being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu up, down, and all around, so you don't need to do any more than that. Then you've been thinking about it long enough, and then you can finish your Dalit already. So main point number three, we should lengthen Echad in the Dalit without cutting the Ches short in order to get long life. In order, it's a side benefit as you get long life. Amar Rav Nasan Bar Mar Ukva Amar Rav Yehuda Alav Avecha Ba'amida. When you say the words Alav Avecha, you should be standing up. Alav Avecha Zalgadaitach, really? You stand up for just two words of Shema, meaning Beisilla. Beisilla holds that you're supposed to say Shema however you like. You like walking, you like sitting, you like leaning, like. But Alav Avecha, Dafka, stand up for those two words? Ela'ema Ad Alav Avecha Ba'amida Mikan Ve'elachlam. Up until Alav Avech you stand up. After that, you don't stand up. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kala Parsha Kul Ba'amida. Rabbi Yochanan says, the whole Parsha is Ba'amida. Why? What are they arguing about? Whether you stand for this part, that part? Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Taimei. This is Rabbi Yochanan Shetasa. Dom Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Yochanan. Lachar Vakam Mishom Rabbi Yehuda. Remember Rabbi Yochanan paskined earlier in this daf about what? About what issue? How much you have to have? Kavana. So there's a relationship, direct link between Kavana and standing. When one wants to focus, you ever find this? That if you're having trouble focusing sitting down, you stand up, you get your body moving a little bit, it's much easier to focus. They've done studies about this. That they've tried it in a few schools where they removed chairs and they have standing desks. They have what they call standers. And students do better. Because they're more alert. Well, they're also not sleeping. As my 11th grade Rebbe used to say, only a horse falls asleep standing up. So he used to make a stand if we were falling asleep. Yeah, yeah, like you're in class. Yeah, you have a stander. Like, yeshivas started this a long time ago. Right? It makes sense.
Maybe anything new is what would keep your
attention. Oh, anything new. Okay. Right, but it would lose its novelty after like a couple of weeks. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad Kriya Shema Shem Yehuda HaNasi. You want to know how Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Kriya Shema went? Well, you just heard it. Shema Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad. Armalei Rav Ler B'chia Lo Chazinu Le Rebbe De Mekabel Le Malch Shemaim. He says, you know, I would sit in Rebbe Shir and I never heard him be Mekabel Le Malch Shemaim. We started before this man Kriya Shema. They woke up really early. We started before this man Kriya Shema and he was saying Shir Zagin 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 and we got through the whole Zman Kriya Shema. Nothing. I didn't see him say Kriya Shema. Armalei Bar Pachsi. Sometimes when you learn with an Adam Gadol, they get so caught up in the learning that they forget everything else in the world when they're learning. We once went to learn with Rav Schechter in his apartment on Thursday night. Did I tell you this story? We went to learn. We started at 7 o'clock. We were learning Hilchos Mezuzah or something. And we were supposed to learn, I don't know, for an hour and a half. And then next thing you know, it's something like 11:30. He looks up and he's like, I don't think I daven Maariv yet. He just gets so caught up in learning 4.5 hours straight. So, okay, what? Yeah, exactly. So, Armalei Rav Ler B'chia Lo Chazinu Le Rebbe De Mekabel Le Malch Shemaim. I never saw Rebbe Be Mekabel Malch Shemaim. Armalei Bar Pachsi B'Shosh Ma'avri Yadav Al Panav Mekabel Le Malch Shemaim. He says there's like a universal Jewish symbol for someone being Mekabel Le Malch Shemaim. When he does this, when he puts his hand over his eyes, that's when he's being Mekabel Le Malch Shemaim. It's just he doesn't do the whole three parshios. He just says Shemaim Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad. So it could happen quickly. Chozer V'Gomer Oinu Chozer V'Gomer. So if that's all he said, did he go back to finish all the other parshios of Shema later on? Bar Kabra Omer, Eino Chozer V'Gomer. He did it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe Omer, Chozer V'Gomer. He did. Amle Bar Kabbal Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, Bishlam L'Didah Minich, Eino Chozer V'Gomer. According to me, that he didn't go back, so it makes a lot of sense, because Hainu De Mahaber Rebbe, I Shmaita Dispeed Yisrael Mitzrayim. That would explain why no matter what we were learning, every day's lesson, every day's shir would include a little something about Yitzias Mitzrayim. because he wasn't getting it in Kriya Shema, so he had to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechir Sias Mitzrayim. But if anyway, he would go back and say it again later. Why does he have to be so careful to always have a little part of the lesson plan include Yitzias Mitzrayim? And so Gemara Katei Lahaskri Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmana, because he wanted to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Dafka at the Zman Kriya Shema. So that's why he would always include it, even though he was going to say it again later, he would always include it in the lesson plan. How many main points did we do so far? Three. So number four is you should stand for whatever part of Kriya Shema needs Kavana. Amar Rabbi Ila Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav. Amar Shmai Yisrael Hashem L'Kenu Shem Echad V'Nen Es P'Sheina Yatza. If a person says Shmai Yisrael Hashem L'Kenu Shem Echad and then he falls asleep, he's Yotze. Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Daru Avde. Rav Nachman said to his servant Daru, "Pipsuka Kamat Sa'aran Tfei Lo Tzaren." If you notice that I'm falling asleep and I haven't yet gotten through the first pasuk, wake me up. I want to get the mitzvah. But after that, let me sleep. You know, it's not so important. Is a major question. When do you have to be woken up to do a mitzvah? When do you not have to be woken up to do a mitzvah? Saying all the other parshas is at least a good thing, but he didn't have to be woken up. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Sefer Alichu Shlomo, in the Antfila, in the Miluim section, in the back of the Sefer, Simen Yud Beis, has a lengthy discussion about the status of a sleeping person in halacha. Let's say, for example, we'll count for a minyan, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, yes, that he counts for a minyan. Only one sleeping person, not multiple sleeping people. So, but one sleeping person. But and the Taz disagrees. The Taz doesn't think he counts for a minyan. But anyway, Rosh Hashanah talks about, for example, someone's sleeping and it's coming to Mount Kriya Shema. Do you need to wake him up, or do you say he's sleeping? He's pater. When the person sleeping is a shota, he's pater for mitzvos. So Rosh Hashanah works on the possibility that a sleeping person is totally pater for mitzvos, which would be like the most awesome excuse for every teenager who ever wanted to sleep through shacharis. I'm pater for mitzvahs when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, but you're not actually sleeping when you say you're sleeping.
One of his, no, okay, well, you say the night before, don't wake me up. One of his rayas, very interesting, is a Birkei Yosef. It's quoted in the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Sukkah. It says if two people own a sukkah together, the partners in the sukkah, there's only room for one bed in the sukkah though. So he says, so they have to take turns, one night, the other night. You know, one night this guy sleeps, the next. Shlomo Zalman said, but if I'm right that a sleeping person is part of mitzvahs, here's what you do. Get a wheelie bed, have guy number one go to sleep, and as soon as he's asleep, he's potter. Wheel him right out, and then someone else should go to sleep. A pretty funny way of thinking about things, no? What? Yeah. Someone can wheel you out when you're potter also, when you're sleeping also. But he understands that the mitzvah is to go to sleep in the sukkah, to fall asleep in the sukkah, not to be asleep in the sukkah. Okay. Amalei Rav Yosef Parei de Rabba. Rav Yosef said to his friend Yosef, also, but the son of Rabba, Avucha Hecha Avavid, what did your father do? Amalei B'psuka Kam Avukam Mitzar Nafshe, Tvei Lov Mitzar Nafshe. He was really mocked about the first pasuk. After that, it wasn't so important to wake up. Amar Rav Yosef, Praktan Lo Yikra Kriya Shema. When one is lying on his back, he should not say Kriya Shema, facing up. Mikro hudala likri sounds like, okay, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in that position. Habmigna shapir dami, but there's nothing wrong with actually sleeping in that position. I, Rabbi Shoban Levi, layet aman degani aparkin, but didn't Rabbi Shoban Levi curse those who used to sleep in that position? Amar migni kimatzli shapir dami. No, when you went to sleep, if you would sleep, if you're leaning a little bit off to the side, you're pretty much on your back, but a little bit leaning, that's okay. Mikra avagav nemesinami asur. If you're trying to say Shema, even leaning a little bit's not okay. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, Matzli v'kari. But wait, Rabbi Yochanan used to say Kriya Shema on his back, leaning a little bit to the side. So answers the Gemara, what do we know about Rabbi Yochanan? Shaini Rabbi Yochanan de bal basar hava. Rabbi Yochanan was a fleshy individual. It was difficult for him to be to move his body, to adjust his body, and therefore we were a little more makel with him in terms of how he could say Kriyas Shema. What do we know about Rabbi Yochanan physically? He was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. He had super duper long eyelashes, so he couldn't see anything, and he was a fleshy individual. So how does one reconcile all three pictures of Rabbi Yochanan? I don't know, it's difficult. It's a difficult mental image, unless maybe it's three different times of his life. I don't know, but it's a difficult. Well, it's not really because the eyelashes certainly existed while he was beautiful. That's Gemara later in Brachos. Okay, so we'll stop there for now.